You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is going on with Bob Menendez? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about our education system. We're going to make fun of AOC. We're going to have a great night tonight on I'm Right. You know what's funny about politics, really about most things, is the people in any given industry, they know who the good people are, who the bad people are. They know, hey, don't do business with this guy. Do business with that guy. Hey, I heard that lady's really mean. I heard that dude's really nice. The people in any business, they know the true stuff that you and I will never know. You and I will never know. You, me, you know what we don't really know about? I mean, I guess maybe if you geek out on the rumor magazines, you do. But you and me, we don't really know about Hollywood. Because I'm not in that industry. You're not in that industry. The actors and actresses. When the camera's off behind the scenes, who's nice? Who's mean? You know, who's cheating on his taxes? Who's doing drugs? In the industry, everyone knows. I don't know. You don't know. In politics, I do know. Because this is what I do for a living now. Radio and this. Now that I used to be a normal person, now I do this. So in politics, I do know. Or at least I know some. You know who the good guys are, who the bad guys are, who the criminals are. Generally, when you see something good happen to somebody in politics, generally when I see it, I'll go, oh, I'm not surprised. Or when I see something bad, I go, oh, I'm not surprised. Joe Biden is mean. His entire career, he has been mean. It's not just his dementia. He's mean to people, his staff, his everyone else. He's a jerk. He's a jerk to everybody. That's known in politics. Bob Menendez is dirty. Everyone knows Bob Menendez is dirty. This isn't new. Honestly, it's not even really news. Bob Menendez is dirty. Everyone else watched this press conference and said, wow, I see, I watch it. You could ask my wife. I watched this press conference and said, oh, yeah, I could see that.
My name is Damian Williams, and I'm the United States Attorney here in the Southern District of New York. Today I'm announcing that my office has obtained a three-count indictment charging Senator Robert Menendez, his wife Nadine Menendez, and three New Jersey businessmen, Wael Hanna, Jose Uribe, and Fred Davies for bribery offenses.
Yeah. And then I dug into the story more, and it's just so Bob Menendez. They found suits in his house stuffed with envelopes. They had a bunch of envelopes in all the suit pockets, stuffed full of cash. And then they found gold bars. Gold bars. And his Google search history is, how much is a gold bar worth? How much is a kilo gold bar worth? That's Bob Menendez. Bob Menendez, he was up for corruption years ago, and everyone who does what I do, everyone in politics knew it. Everyone knew he was guilty of sin. I guarantee he's guilty of sin, this guy too. It's Bob Menendez. Frankly, it's New Jersey. No one's surprised. Democrats can't even defend it. They've got the knives out for him now.
Well, you know, I think it's the situation is quite unfortunate, but I do believe that it is in the best interest for Senator Menendez to resign in this moment.
He's got to figure out whether he can adequately serve the people of New Jersey.
A member of Congress who appears to have broken the law is someone who I believe should resign.
Ouch. They are coming for this senator, huh? Joining me now, the great Dave Marcus, of course, columnist, author of the book Charade, about all the COVID lies, the endless COVID lies. All right, Dave, Menendez is a well-known scumbag in political circles. Everyone has known this guy has been dirty forever. None of this stuff shocked anybody. What is a little bit shocking for a lot of people is watching Democrats pile on right now. What exactly did this guy do, Dave?
Well, I mean, it looks pretty bad. He allegedly basically sold influence to the government of Egypt, which paid him handsomely for it. Apparently, the FBI found $500,000 in cash and, like, shoved around different places in his house. They also found gold bars. I think there might be an innocent explanation for that, though, Jesse. Maybe the senator is just a big fan of conservative talk radio. And in these uncertain times, wanted to make sure that he could diversify his assets. So, look, this all looks really bad, Jesse. And the reason the Democrats are piling on is because they don't want to look like hypocrites, at least some of them. And it's a Democrat governor in New Jersey, so they really lose nothing if this guy's shown the door.
Okay, well, I'm glad you brought that up. I would assume that too, right? It's New Jersey. It's going to be a Democrat. Who cares? It's blue. But Menendez is not particularly popular in New Jersey. He only won his last race by 3%. He is up for re-election. Chris Christie was a Republican governor there. Is this a winnable seat?
Yeah, man. I mean, this is the Northeast. I mean, I grew up in Philly, and you know, we used to say if our politicians didn't get indicted at least once, they weren't working hard enough. So, Northeast voters will look past an awful lot. Look, Menendez went through this before, right? He went on trial and it was a mistrial. It was like 10-2 to acquit him. So he's going to try to fight through this regardless of AOC's virtue signaling.
Dave, do you foresee this being a problem for Joe Biden? Okay, all of a sudden, they have their eyes on the DOJ. They have their eyes on Menendez. Joe Biden's got more problems. Does Joe Biden like this or does Joe Biden hate this politically?
Well, I think this does represent a problem for Joe Biden. This was something that was pointed out by my former colleague at the Federalist, John Davidson. But when you dig into this indictment, one of the things that it makes clear is that Menendez is guilty of influence peddling, whether he actually changed any policy or not. Right? Does this sound a little familiar? The illusion of influence is also deemed illegal here. So that's going to look horrible for Joe Biden. I think that's a very serious implication of how this is going to play out.
Dave, are our politics more corrupt than other people's? Politics historically is so corrupt. It's so dirty. It's not a uniquely American thing or Democrat thing or Republican thing. It's just the nature of the business. Our politics now, when I look at our government, I used to, for most of my life, I used to think, okay, so it's not perfect, but certainly better than some tin pot crappy third world dump. I don't know about that anymore. Am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong, but I do think it's a combination of two things. I do think that the license that politicians feel to engage in things like graft has gotten worse over the at least the past few years, right? I mean, you can certainly go back to like Tammany Hall and find situations in our history that were much worse. But I also think just the nature of the internet and the news media today, we're seeing a lot more of it. There's a lot of stuff that would have been, I mean, you know, without Hunter Biden's laptop, for example, none of this stuff ever happens, right? So I think technology plays a role, but I do think you're right that politicians are pretty brazen these days.
Okay, speaking of politicians, this New York Andrew Cuomo, Eric Adams, Joe Biden thing that's happening, here was Cuomo.
Immigration, migrants are a federal responsibility, and the federal government has failed to manage the problem. But the plain truth is, New York City is overloaded. We cannot take more than we have taken. And the plain truth is, New York City cannot pay the bill for this migrant problem. It makes no sense. It's madness. Mayor Adams is right. This is unsustainable and it is unjustifiable. And it's not a New York City problem. It is a federal and a state problem first.
Dave, I think the New York City situation, I find it to be very interesting because Eric Adams is a Democrat, Joe Biden's a Democrat, Andrew Cuomo's a Democrat, and Eric Adams, now Andrew Cuomo, have been very, very vocal, very public about the failures of the federal government. That means failures of Joe Biden. This is causing a rift, and I don't understand it. Why doesn't Joe Biden just stroke him a big check? That's all they want, and walk away.
I'm not sure that's all Andrew Cuomo wants. There are very few things in this world that I think I know for absolute certain. One of them is that Andrew Cuomo still believes he's going to be president of the United States one day. He was so close. I mean, you know, going back to the COVID lies that crushed the nation, right? If you go back during COVID, there was a point in the summer of 2020 when people were really talking about replacing Joe Biden on the ticket. With Cuomo. So I think in Adams's case, he's just flailing. He needs some answers, and I don't know that a check even solves his fundamental problem. In Cuomo's case, I think Cuomo wants to be president of the United States.
Okay. How in the world can you go from being disgraced governor of New York, removed from that post, I need to remind everybody, to president of the United States?
I mean, the way you do that, we were all a little surprised when he actually stepped down. Everybody, you know, in New York thought that he would try to fight through it the way Menendez is. In retrospect, it looks like a strategic retreat because he was able to just get himself out of the news. A lot of the heavier sexual allegations against him kind of fizzled a little bit. He didn't end up in any criminal hazard. So the Democrats don't have a deep bench, right? All you hear about is Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer. I think Andrew Cuomo is still on that short list. And quite frankly, I think most Democrats probably wrongly think he did a good job with COVID.
Good grief. Dave, thank you so much, brother. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, man.
You want to know who else is running in 2024? I'll tell you. In just a moment. Before we get to that, let me get to this. When we carry our weapon, when we carry concealed, what we often do, what I have done in the past, we buy insurance to go with that carry. Why? We buy that insurance. They tell us, hey, if something happens, you have to use your weapon. We will step in. We will cover you, the legal fees. But what most people don't know is most of that insurance is cancelable by them. They can look at your case. Oh, we don't like it. We're done. Did you know that? Your insurance is cancelable. That's why I like Attorneys for Freedom. Attorneys on retainer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Not an insurance company. Attorneys on retainer. Attorneys who actually care about freedom. They're never going to drop you. All you have to do, call them. Or go to the website, attorneysonretainer.us. attorneysonretainer.us. Promo code Jesse gets you $50 off your sign-up fee, but go and get an attorney, not insurance. We'll be back.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
it's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What am I doing here?
You ever laugh? We're about to talk about Dome and Dumber, you know, Biden and Harris. And I'll be honest with you, maybe this is a coping mechanism. It probably is a coping mechanism, but I find myself laughing a lot. And not just laughing at both of them, as we're about to do. I find myself laughing about how ridiculous all of this is. And yes, it's sad and it's horrible. I know it's not funny per se, but just wrap your mind around this. We are the United States of America. We are the United States of America, the number one country in the world. Now, pause on that for a moment, because you probably take that for granted. I know I have taken that for granted many times in my life. The vast, vast majority of people who have ever and will ever live on this planet at any point in history will at no point reside for even a day within the borders of the number one empire on the planet. You know, there's only number one country, only one number one at any given moment, really, on the planet. You have lived here. I have lived here my entire life. This is America. And Joe Biden is now the man who's in charge of it, and Dome is his vice president. Did you hear him call LL Cool J boy?
And two of the great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip-hop in America, LL Cool J. By the way, that boy's got, that man's got biceps bigger than my thighs.
Is he a racist? I don't know. Who knows? Is this a mean old jerk? Who knows if he's racist or not? I don't know. Is that embarrassing? It's embarrassing, man. That's our president. Don't you ever laugh about that? I do. Remember, he was standing up here on this one. I want to clarify before I play it. He's standing up in front of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. The Congressional Hispanic caucus. And here was Joe. Here's how he did.
And I mean this sincerely. My dad used to say everyone is entitled to be treated with dignity and respect. Congressional Black Caucus embodies all those values.
Yeah, the Black Caucus. I mean, they all look the same to Joe. After all, wasn't it just last week he was up there rambling on about how these are the ones, none of these people have diplomas anyway. And then it's not just that it's Joe Biden, right? Because we talk about, especially now with this impeachment inquiry stuff coming up, we talk about, are they going to impeach him? Hey, are they going to impeach Joe Biden? Are they going to impeach him? But who cares? If they impeach Joe Biden, Dome is the backup plan.
You know that old story about the two frogs and the pots of water? Okay, so here, you're a good storyteller. I'm going to tell you a quick story. So two frogs and two pots of water. So in one pot of water, you drop the frog in, and you slowly turn up the heat. And that frog will be like, oh, it's getting a little warm in here. And then that water starts to boil, and that frog perishes. In the other pot of water, you turn up the heat to the point it's boiling. You drop the frog in it, it'll jump right out. Let's not be that first frog.
But you actually want to be the first frog because the... Hold on. What? Anyway, that's the Vice President of the United States of America, and we're used to just talking to these people as if they're children. But these are the people who lead the country. And now Democrats are starting to worry about 2024, understandably, because you have President Mumbles and you have Vice President Dome. Jim Clyburn's being asked about all this stuff.
Let's turn to Vice President Harris. Do you see her as the future of the Democratic Party?
I see her as a part of that future, absolutely.
Is she the future of the Democratic Party?
Oh, she could very well be. And I look to her as a successor to this president. But I also know the history of that as well. It's not a given. You don't automatically move up. She'll have to compete going forward with whoever may have dreams and aspirations. And I think she will acquit herself well.
Well, with a vote of confidence like that, keep in mind this is freshly on the heels last week of Nancy Pelosi being asked about, 8,000 times in an interview, hey, so what do you think about Dome? Hey, is it going to be Dome? And she was tap dancing around that answer. Then there's Clyburn there. Well, is she the future? Well, I mean, she's part of the future. Is she the one? I mean, she could be. Certainly might be the one. All these things are very, very indicative. And I promise you, Dome is hearing all this. Some people, like Chris Cuomo, they're being a little bit more forward about the whole thing.
You know how your polling goes.
Yeah.
You check every box that the current president doesn't for the people who are worried about him.
I have deep respect, reverence for Joe Biden as a person, his character, his decency, and his capacity to do great things. That's why I'm not worthy of that conversation. This guy deserves it, and we, as members of the party, deserve to have his back.
Yeah. He's even doing the good citizen thing now. I've never been more sure that he's running than I am right now. No, I really couldn't. And then he's doing the thing they're all doing. No, I shouldn't. No, I really couldn't. And it'll be about next week. Okay, I guess I'll do it. Since everyone wants me to, we all see it coming. You want one last little tidbit of evidence that Gavin Newsom is running? I'll give you one. California is an insane place now. It sucks because it's a beautiful paradise. I've lived there. But it's an insane place now run by nutball communists, and it will circle the drain now for quite some time. And because it's an insane place, California, of course, had a bill sailing through the legislature. What did this bill say? It essentially said they can transition your child. They can chop your son's penis off behind your back. It's pretty much what it said. If you try to object, they'll take your kid away from you. That's what the bill said. one of these insane bills. And as it's going through the legislature, everyone's freaking out about it. Oh my gosh, this is insane. This is insane. Why is everyone freaking out about it? Because everyone just naturally assumed, well, the bill was going to become law, of course. Of course the bill is going to become law. It is California, after all. Gavin Newsom just vetoed the bill. I know what you're thinking. Well, Jesse, isn't that a good thing? Yes, it is a good thing for all those California children. Gavin Newsom didn't veto that bill because he's some right-wing social values guy. He vetoed that bill because he's not a man who's interested in being a California politician any longer. He's a man who doesn't want to have to defend that bill to all 50 states of the union. Now, that probably made you uncomfortable too, but I am right. We are going to talk to Liz Wheeler about my theory on that and more, and we're going to talk to her next. Before we get to Liz, let's get to this. Let's get to taking care of our dogs. We take care of ourselves, and we think we take care of our dogs, right? We think we get our dogs real nutrition with the dog food. You know, we take the time. No, I got him this special blend. No, I switched brands. No, that, but all this dog food we talk about, we think about, it's all dead. All dog food is dead food. They kill everything in dog food. It's just empty calories. There's nothing in it. Rough Greens is alive. It's actual nutrition for your dog. Your dog will be healthier. You will see a difference in your dog's energy, his coat, his breath, his life. RoughGreens.com/Jesse gets you a free bag. All you pay for is the shipping. Or you can go call them, 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue. Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view. Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They are devastating this country. They are undermining our children and veterans and seniors with the kind of cuts that they're proposing, and they're literally almost eliminating education in this country.
Literally. They're literally doing it. Literally, and then literally almost. But she had to throw in that word, didn't she? Gosh, I can't take it anymore. Joining me now, the great Liz Wheeler of The Liz Wheeler Show and world-famous author a couple times over in the new book, Hide Your Children, which you should be doing from these freaks. Hey, Liz, are they literally taking away education? Is that what they're doing, Liz?
I wish that we were literally taking over our education system and literally getting rid of it, because it's one of the only ways that we can get rid of this indoctrination. Unless, of course, Republicans were smart enough to use the education system the way it was intended, which was as an indoctrination center, but indoctrination of Christian and American values. If only Republicans were smart enough to do that.
Liz, why aren't they smart enough to do that? Because they're not. They're useless, and I hate them. Why?
Yes, I largely concur. Politicians are useless. We should dislike them all and be critical of every one of them in both parties. The reason why is because the Republican Party lost sight of what we believe. And what I mean by that is our constitutional heritage is a heritage to use our government to properly order society. We are supposed to acknowledge right and wrong as defined by Judeo-Christian morals. And yet, for the past 50 years, as these Marxists have been subverting and infiltrating our institutions, the Republicans have done little to nothing to fight back. I mean, quite obviously, that's why we're in this cultural insanity that we're in, because Republicans forget that the definition of liberty, and you and I, Jesse, I think we'd like to think that we live in a free country, although it's at risk. But Republicans in the Republican Party define liberty as the ultimate end for a country, whereas the true definition of liberty is the means to something greater. So if you define liberty as the ultimate end to something, then you would have to admit that drag queen story hour, where grown men are dressed up as sexualized versions of women gyrating in front of children, that would have to have some inherent morality to it, because they simply had the freedom to do it. And yet you and I know that that's not only grotesque, it's downright evil, which means that the actual definition of liberty must be that liberty is a means to something greater. And Republicans were so good at pointing out what's bad, what's wrong, we've forgotten to define what's right and order our political agenda towards making our society achieve that.
Liz, I don't think we want to define what's right. From what I see, we don't have the balls to define what's right, with all due respect. I think that it's a I don't want to get yelled at thing. It's easy to criticize, right? But they don't want to say what's right. They don't want to say this is what this should look like. This is what a secure border should look like. This is what a family should look like. They don't want to, because then once you've pointed that out, then you just open yourself up for more criticism. And Lord knows Republicans hate that.
Well, of course, right. I mean, the second half of my book is a critique of the Republican Party. Like, we expect evil from Democrats, right? But we would hope that the Republican Party, which is supposed to serve as a bulwark against these evil people doing evil things, would be somewhat effective. They're not, because they'd rather embrace this idea of libertarianism, because it gives them moral license to do whatever it is they want to do. But, I mean, I was a libertarian when I was younger, too. I think a lot of us were. I don't say this with animosity per se, but libertarianism simply doesn't work. I mean, think about the laws in our nation. We have laws right now that are purely for moral purposes. For example, children aren't allowed to walk on the floor of a casino. Why? Because it's physically harmful for them? No, because we all agree that it is a moral hazard. Republicans have forgotten that there is a just use of government to actually play offense and push our values, not force people to practice religion if they don't want to, but to order our society towards flourishing. Jesse, there's no such thing as neutrality. Republicans have fallen for this idea that if we remove morality from our legislative efforts and from our culture, that it'll just be this even playing field. But that's not the case. If we do not define the values that shape our culture, the left will. And that's exactly what's happening.
You know what the difference? Well, one of the differences between men and women, Liz, I look behind you and I see all these nice books. Like, you wrote this book, and there's all these books, and it's all set up in this really nice decorative way. That's where your book is. My book is here, too, and it's under, there's a stack of about 50 pieces of paper here, And then there's one copy of my book. It's on the desk over here, Liz. Yours is wallpapering behind you, and this is where mine is. That's because Aubrey won't come into the studio anymore. She says it smells.
Well, I mean, yes, you could have a little more decorative touch in your studio. Is it too much, Jesse, with all these books? Is it too much? Because earlier in the day, I actually had one of my books on the Liz Wheeler Show sign, but it kept falling and crashing in the middle of when we were trying to film. So I had to take it down. But the goal was to absolutely plaster the place with them.
You did it. All right, Liz, one thing I do want to talk to you about, speaking of your book, is it's crazy how much of our own destruction we're funding. Like, I talk about this all the time on my show. I know you do too, about how we pay this tax money. We pay these tax dollars. And so much of our tax money now goes to government or non-government institutions and organizations that are Marxist institutions and organizations. The Department of Education takes our tax money, and what do they do with it, Liz?
They indoctrinate our children. But the thing is, you know, I don't think indoctrination is bad. You know, I think it's a morally neutral concept. No. I think it's what's being indoctrinated into our children that determines it. This is what I challenge conservatives to do in my book. I really think that the only solution to this cultural insanity that we're experiencing is if we start playing offense, if we abandon this idea that liberty is license, and we have to use the just authority of government to push forward, to ban critical race theory, ban transgender ideology, educate children on the horrors of communism. We have to acknowledge the Judeo-Christian morals and truths, the objective reality that underpins our society. So the first half of my book, I'm proud of. I name the names of the organizations and the people that are behind the attack on America's kids. But the second half of my book, I'm even prouder of. I think I'm going to get more pushback on the second half, because it's going to rattle some conservatives who like to think conservatism is libertarianism. But I'm here to tell you that it is not.
How about that? Hide your children. Speaking of hide your children, Liz, I'm glad Miguel Cardona got up, said this yesterday on camera. Not yesterday, 2 days ago, whatever. Who cares what day it was? This is what he said. Here it was.
I respect differences of opinion. I don't have too much respect for people that are misbehaving in public and then acting as if they know what's right for kids.
Liz, I love when these people speak like this about these stupid parents and how these dumb parents don't know what they want for kids. I love how honest they are now.
Yeah, he respects everyone's opinions. As long as you agree with him, as long as you don't dissent from what he wants to do, then he respects your opinion. God forbid a parent have an opinion about their child's education. Listen, these people, one of the things that I mentioned in my book is we're so used to ignoring the fake news and the false narratives and the lies that come from Democrats and their mouthpieces in the mainstream media that we actually forget sometimes to listen to what they say, because Democrats actually do tell us what they believe. They do tell us what their goal is, and they tell us how they're going to strategically accomplish that goal. And one of the main things they're doing right now is trying to undermine parental rights at every turn, whether it's mentally or like mental health care, whether it's the transgender ideology. You know, you might lose custody of a child in California if you don't affirm their gender identity, whether it's wanting to ban homeschooling, whatever it is, whether it's declining a vaccine. They want to undermine parental rights, because ultimately, if they are to achieve their goal, which is to take down the United States, destroy a free country, impose Marxism, they have to destroy the nuclear family, and they have to do it by focusing on children.
Her book is Hide Your Children. You see it displayed all over, except it's not on her sign. Liz Wheeler, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jesse. I appreciate it.
Of course. Natalie Winters is going to join us next for some investigative reporting. Before we get to Natalie, let's do this. Let's talk about saving animals. How do we do this? How do we go about saving that dog that gets tossed out of the car, left on the side of the road? Why do people do this? I will never understand it. I'll never get it. People, they raise dogs and then they just let them go. Just drop them off. Delta Rescue, they take them in. They take them in and they don't kill them. It's a care for life, no kill shelter. All of these animals taken in by Delta Rescue will be cared for life. That's what you support when you support this organization. Go to deltarescue.org and give what you can give. They only save those dogs with your support. DeltaRescue.org. We'll be back.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue. Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view. Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions in just a second. I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you may have noticed, a lot of people are focused on my age. Well, I get it. Believe me. I know better than anyone. But there's something else I know. When I came to office, and this nation was flat on its back, I knew what to do. I vaccinated the nation and rebuilt the economy. Let's be clear. Kamala and I came into office determined to transform how the economy works, change the way it literally functions.
Yeah, we're doing great. They keep doing this thing where they do this press tour and they brag about Bidenomics, and Janet Yellen tells people they're doing great, and President Mumbles tells people they're doing great, but people don't feel like they're doing great. Joining me now, executive editor of The War Room, Natalie Winters. Natalie, it's kind of a bizarre strategy to just go tell everyone, hey, the economy's great, when they can't afford eggs. Not one that I would go with, personally.
I think it's sort of the same strategy they took with the vaccines. Mandates aside, they went around telling everyone, oh, it's safe and effective, you should have to get it, but we're also going to simultaneously try to influence you through, you know, media and social media censorship and put millions, if not tens of millions, billions of taxpayer dollars to try to force you into taking this vaccine. And I think it's sort of the same thing goes for Bidenomics. If it's so great, you shouldn't have to defend it so staunchly and so frequently. This, of course, coming on the heels of Joe Biden putting up a tweet trying to draw a contrast between MAGAnomics and, you know, the far right bomb throwers up on Capitol Hill, and of course Donald Trump himself and Bidenomics. And it's so in your face. I think it's really an insult to our intelligence when they try to draw the distinctions between these two different approaches to fiscal policy, to the economy, because it's basically, it's gaslighting, right? It's telling you not to believe the reality that you see with your eyes, that you feel with your pocketbook, that you feel with your checkbook. But frankly, for so long, they've gotten away with lying to us about so much worse. They have an entire censorship industrial complex to get away with it. So I'm not surprised that they're pulling out the same stops on something, even if it's so obvious that it's not true.
Natalie, the American people have not proven that they actually care about spending. Republicans spend too much, Democrats spend too much, on and on and on it goes. As we speak right now, Democrats and Republicans are talking about how many billions they should spend on this or that, but we don't have billions at all. So this stuff kind of seems pointless if no one's going to care until the collapse anyway.
You're exactly right. And while today the debate may be over, you know, 1.47 trillion versus 1.5 and change trillion, if we don't actually really, I think, have a course correction where we try to incentivize and encourage economic growth here in the United States, every year, every 2 years, we're just going to continue having that same debate and the numbers will get increasingly higher until I would argue we hit the point of $40 trillion in debt and we hit the point where we're like the Roman Empire and fiscally we collapse. I think societally, from an immigration standpoint, you could almost argue that that's a societal collapse has happened, but it's absolutely ridiculous. And I think, again, it's the insult to the intelligence. It's the fact that leadership up here on Capitol Hill in DC wants to play games. I think there's no better example than McCarthy wavering back and forth on whether or not Ukraine is going to be included in a potential CR, in an omnibus when it comes to DOD appropriations. They give a little red meat to the base. And then you see 2 days later, they're actually, no, we're going to stuff the Ukraine training and, you know, billions of dollars to Ukraine. And it's just, it's an offense to the American people. But it goes back. It's the same strategy as Joe Biden. They know they can get away with it because empirically they always have.
Natalie, the Ukraine thing I find fascinating, no matter how much people hate it or love it or go Ukraine or go Russia, I don't really care. The American people don't care about this conflict, yet Republicans and Democrats both talk about it like it's the most important thing in the world. It's not on anybody's top 10 list, yet they love it. Can you explain that?
Well, I think the answer is that they need a new forever war. You know, the calls of Iraq and Afghanistan have sort of petered out. People aren't so, you know, much into that anymore. At least domestically, the new, you know, counterterrorism threat is, you know, Trump supporters and MAGA people. So it's not Islamic extremism. So the military industrial complex needs, you know, some new grift, some new operation to make a bunch of money. I only wish that they saw our southern border as an opportunity, as a cash cow, and they would deploy, you know, troops and weapons and whatnot there to secure the southern border. But I think it really just comes down to, frankly, what it comes down to with every issue, whether it's Ukraine, immigration, tax policy, fiscal policy, it's about the donor class. It's about the people who are lobbying and fundraising and really purchasing these politicians. And we know the military industrial complex, just like big pharma, just like big ag, just like big food, really at the end of the day gets to call the shots, no pun intended. And I think they really are looking to turn Ukraine into the new forever war abroad. And I think they're looking domestically, at least from the big pharma perspective, to kind of make COVID, to make pandemics the new forever war at home. So they need a new grift. And Ukraine, I think, just happens to be that.
What am I supposed to make so far of Kevin McCarthy? I don't expect him to be some fire-breathing anti-communist. You know, we were told we got all these concessions from those 20 brave souls, and I'm glad we did get some concessions. How has he been?
He's an absolute liar, and I think look no further than the sort of talking points that Republican leadership has been putting out this week, saying that we can't shut down the government because then we won't be able to impeach Joe Biden, which is, again, insult to intelligence, a bald-faced lie. And to that I would say, well, Kevin McCarthy, if impeaching Joe Biden was so important, was so time sensitive, then why did you take a 6 week, well over a month recess, a break, taking congressional delegations to every country, focusing everywhere except the United States, if impeaching Joe Biden really was of paramount importance? So it's these sort of games that they play. It's all messaging. And I really think it goes back to, sure, these investigative committees, yeah, they've overturned or they've turned up some interesting evidence. I would argue a lot of it sort of deja vu, right? A lot of it links back to the Hunter Biden hard drive. This is stuff we've known about for a very long time. But those are just meant to distract the American people from actual accountability and actual action. It's just meant to keep the people complacent, I would argue. It's the latest iteration of Brennan circuses. And the fundamental thing here is that, sure, Kevin McCarthy may have an R next to his name, but there's really not much separating him between Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader, Mitch McConnell, and Chuck Schumer. They're all part of the uniparty. They don't actually want to fundamentally change the way that the system works. And because they only worked a total of like 15 days since June of this year, they've now put us, I would argue, intentionally in this position where we have to pass a CR, we have to pass an omnibus, and we don't even have time to do single subject spending bills. And again, just like we ask about the Biden regime, is it intentional or is it incompetence? In this case, it's very intentional because this is the way that business as usual goes in Washington, D.C., because it's the way that the special interests, it's the way that the donor class, and it's the way that the uniparty wants it to be.
Pretty much every time. Natalie, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. It's time to lighten the mood. That was a lot. That was a big show. We gotta lighten the mood. Before we go lighten the mood, let's do this. Everyone's complaining down here right now, down here in the Houston area. You know why they're complaining? Because surprise, surprise, looks like fall's here, and it looks like everybody's allergies are driving them crazy. Not me, though. I'm rubbing it in everyone's face because I'm that kind of person. I don't have allergies anymore because I have eaten pure thunderstorms. I keep them where I sleep. I keep them where my son sleep. We keep one in the living room. We have them all over the studio here. I own 9 of these. Greatest air purifier ever. Goes right in the outlet in the wall. It's just this little black box. It doesn't even hardly make any noise. It's not like the big towers. You will smell, you'll taste the difference in your air. Go, leave your room for an hour and come back after you plug one in and see what happens. EdenPureDeals.com. What does that get you? A 3-pack, $200 off. EdenPureDeals.com. We'll be back.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue. Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think That is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, and it's time to lighten the mood. And nothing lightens my mood and brightens my day like politicians being screamed at. I don't know why, it just tends to warm my heart. So before we get to that, let's get to this. Let's get to the timeshare that you think you're stuck in. You're not stuck in your timeshare, you think you are. These timeshare companies lie. They get you in, they get you to sign your name on the dotted line, they wait until you've had a good time, and then when you're trying to get out of your timeshare, you're just trying to give it back, they tell you, sorry, it's yours forever. Pay your annual fees forever. Special assessments, all these things. Annual fees, which have doubled, by the way. Then Lone Star Transfer steps in. What do? They get you permanently and legally out of your timeshare. You're one phone call away from being free. One phone call. Call 844-310-2646 and let them get you out. 844-310-2646. Now, it is lighten the mood after all. So let's do something that lightens my mood. That's AOC, really any politician, being mocked. You see, AOC, she owns a Tesla. And the auto workers, these union guys don't appreciate it very much.
You were quoted back in July saying you look forward to buying a union-made electric vehicle, but you currently have a non-union-made Tesla. UAW already makes some electric vehicles. So
yes.
Why wasn't that? Is it a problem with the quality? Is it a problem with the style? Is the market just not there?
No. Our car was purchased during the pandemic when before a vaccine had come out. So travel between New York and Washington, the safest way that we had determined was an EV, but that was prior to some of the new models coming out on the market that had the range available. But we're actually looking into trading in our car now. So we're looking into it, and hopefully we will soon.
Of course, she's looking into it. She was just car shopping that morning, of course. Let's see you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.